This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In a recent survey by Sage titled "We Power the Nation, People and Productivity," Malaysia businesses loses about 56.6 billion ringgit in productivity, a conundrum that can be solved with digital upskilling and revamp in education. This survey looked at 3,000 businesses in 12 countries, including the UK, US, Canada, Germany, Spain, France, and Malaysia as well. On the show with me today is Arlene Werrett, the Vice President and Managing Director for Sage Asia, to discuss how Malaysian businesses can close the productivity gap, reduce their losses, and increase efficiencies. Arlene, welcome to the show. A little bit about yourself first, please.
Thanks, Jeff, for inviting me on the show today. My name is Arlene Werrett, and I'm the Managing Director of Sage in Asia. I've been with Sage for over 3 years now and really enjoying being with such a vibrant and exciting company in the technology space. My background is in transformation, and we are certainly going through transformational times. So really pleased to be with you today.
And you know, perhaps we can start with a bit on the research and why the interest on people and productivity.
Yeah, I'm really pleased to be telling you about the research that we conducted today. The name of the research is called "We Power the Nation, People and Productivity." And some of our major findings are really quite enlightening. From the report, we found that in Malaysia, 6.5 million ringgit is lost in productivity every hour, which comes up to a staggering amount when you think of it on an annual basis of close to 60 billion ringgit. And what was great to see in Malaysia, even though those numbers of lost productivity are quite staggering, is that businesses are ambitious and they're looking forward to increasing their productivity. We saw that almost half of the respondents, which include business leaders in Malaysia, consider digital skills a priority investment, and that over 3/4 of those leaders also are already planning on investing in digital skills. What's even more interesting to see is that businesses are starting to see the relationship with better productivity and then things like improved customer service, improved growth, and ultimately improved profitability, which of course is what all businesses are looking for. So we're interested in that, and Sage has the logic that because we're focused on helping small to medium enterprise perform at their best, we know that productivity enhances performance, and that we also know that technology is an enabler of enhanced performance. So putting those two together, if we can actually focus our businesses on improving productivity through the use of technology, we know that they will succeed.
Now, that's a staggering amount when you think about it, and almost 60 billion ringgit that's lost in productivity in an annual basis. What's the definition of productivity here, and how do you measure something like that?
So when we think about productivity and where productivity gets lost, we see that productivity can be minimized when companies are spending too much time on administrative tasks. And you may ask, well, what's an example of an administrative task? And these are the kind of tasks that we know are done manually and could be automated through technology. Things like re-entering formulas or paper invoices into spreadsheets, doing bank reconciliations, chasing invoices, entering leave and expenses claims from our employees. All of these tasks take huge amounts of time and could actually be automated through the use of technology, therefore allowing the people who are doing that work at the moment to be focused on higher value-adding tasks within the organization. So how we actually measured that in the research, the We Power the Nation research was actually commissioned by Sage through an organization called YouGov that undertook the research for us. And we surveyed 3,000 businesses globally, which included 12 countries, and amongst them, Malaysia was the only country from Asia that was participated in that survey. And in Malaysia itself, we had 250 respondents across small, medium, and large businesses. How we measure that is that we looked at the average time spent on these administrative tasks, then looked at how many hours were being lost by small and medium businesses and compared it against economic data. And that led us to the understanding of how much money was being lost to poor productivity within the economy. And so then finally, we summarized those findings as a single statistic for SME or small to medium enterprise productivity to find out the economic cost of this loss of productivity.
And what's your take on the Malaysia findings? How do we fare against the others?
Well, let's first have a look at the Malaysian economy, which, of course, you know very well, Jeff. Across the Malaysian economy, small to medium enterprise represent 98% of businesses and also accounts for 70% of jobs in Malaysia. But what we also know is that SMEs are contributing less than 40% to GDP. And when we compare this to other Southeast Asian countries, we'd hope that Malaysia would be edging closer to delivering 50% of its GDP from small to medium enterprise. So when we look at specifically the survey, again, as I mentioned before, we looked across at 12 countries. And frankly, Malaysia is just under the median. So it could definitely be doing better. It's not the worst. It wasn't the best, but it's below the median. And so, again, while this is a bit disheartening, we see that companies in Malaysia are ambitious, they're interested in improving productivity, and they are interested in improving the digital skills and capabilities within companies to take advantage of technology that can help them improve productivity.
And like you mentioned, you know, more than 98% of Malaysian businesses are in the SME category. And while there are, I guess, standouts in terms of them adopting new technologies, but yet there's so many that still struggle. Why do you think this is the case?
Well, I think at the very heart of it is change is hard. I think we know that, and that's true globally, I've seen in every single sector that change is hard. There's a reliance on the old and familiar ways of doing things, and there's a certain fear about moving forward. But I also think one of the biggest challenges we've seen for small to medium enterprise is just the very basic thing of affordability and how organizations can manage their cash flow in order to be able to take advantage of technology. And, when we look at it, change and cash flow, those are the two major blockers to companies moving ahead and taking advantage of technology.
And when you talk about change, that is difficult, but is it also partly down to because they don't know what to change? It's the pace of technology moves so fast and the cost of, the wheel being keep reinvented. Is that also an issue where companies just don't know where to look at?
I agree. I think we hear in the press and across media all the news about big data and artificial intelligence and machine learning. And it's all very exciting, but it's also very overwhelming, particularly for small to medium companies. So we always say focus on small changes first and think about ways that you can take advantage of technology just to help those very basic automation of very manual and repetitive tasks, and then continue to implement more technology incrementally. Start small and focus on automation.
And Arlene, I think that word automation, some would call it automation and some would say that's me losing my job. Is that fear real based on your conversations that you've had in this region?
I think the fear is real, but the truth is not so scary, because what this allows companies to do, and we've seen this with many examples with our customers, when they've automated certain tasks, those individuals that have, less to do in terms of manual and repetitive tasks can actually be reallocated within the business to deliver higher value work to the organization. And some examples are, we saw when, recently with one of our small businesses focused in the hospitality sector, they had someone behind the scenes doing a lot of manual and repetitive tasks. When we were able to implement some technology solutions that automated those tasks, that those individuals were able to come from the back of house and actually be more involved with customers, talking to customers, servicing customers, and thinking about what other services and offered to customers. So there's a real value add that can come from automation.
I'm speaking to Arlene Verrett, the Vice President and Managing Director for Sage Asia, talking about using automation to reduce losses in productivity, and we'll continue in just a moment. BFM 89.9.
Boring, fake, macho. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
And we're back. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and my guest for today is Arlene Verrett. She's the Vice President and Managing Director for Sage Asia. And we're talking about how businesses are losing billions of ringgit due to productivity inefficiencies in their operations. In a survey done by Sage recently, Malaysia businesses loses about 56.6 billion ringgit that can be solved with digital upskilling and revamped in education. Arlene, so what can companies do to reduce this loss of productivity?
Well, I think it's about thinking how some of those manual and repetitive tasks can be automated, and also thinking about the future of what the business could look like with technology enhancing human performance. I think, as I said before, some of the main stumbling blocks or pain points for small business, small to medium business, is they can't quite figure out how they're going to pay for this technology. Because often they think about making a very large one-off investment, while now there are many options for companies to take advantage of more of software as a service. I'm sure you've heard that terminology before, where companies can pay a monthly subscription fee, just like they do at home with Netflix. And that spreads the payments of the software over many years, rather than having this one-off very large investment. So that's one thing for companies to think about, how they can tackle that. But the other area that Sage is working on is we've actually recently partnered with Standard Chartered Bank, and we're looking at how we can co-create solutions that help small to medium enterprise understand their cash flow more rigorously, to help give them some prediction of what their cash flow will look like in the future, and also to help them implement better financial disciplines so they know when they can afford investments in things like technology. But more than that, our partnership is also helping companies to take advantage of easier access to working capital, which I'd have to say has been a major pain point for small to medium enterprise.
And that would be a great first step. And then from then on, I guess businesses would also need to start thinking of upskilling and reskilling their existing talent. How do they ensure like the right measurements are in place for them to carry this out?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head. It's the readiness to take up upskilling and reskilling of their talent. So, you go back to that example I mentioned before of a small hospitality business taking one of their staff members and helping them to get out of the back office into the front of house and being more involved in serving customers. But that just doesn't happen automatically. There's some investment that needs to happen. So our recommendation is that companies need to invest in training their existing talent within their organization, giving them opportunities to learn new digital skills and also other types of skills like customer experience skills. Also taking some chances to push people into new roles within the organization and not insisting that they have 100% of the capability to take on the role, but maybe they've got 50 or 60% of the capability and a good dose of potential. I also think we always advise our customer organizations to understand what's missing in their organization and recruit new skills into the organization. So people who already have some digital skill or talent. I think there's a great opportunity for companies in Malaysia to take advantage of government programs and to upskill talent. And also, I'd lay down the challenge to the leaders themselves, that they themselves need to take up new learning and think about how they can upskill themselves and be a role model to their employees.
Well, speaking about the government, Malaysia has a quest to attract the Fortune 500 companies. It was announced in the Budget 2020 last year. What's your take on trying to attract these companies to set up hubs here in Malaysia? Are we a good enough ground for these companies?
Well, Jeff, frankly, in the past, Malaysia has really traded on being a low-cost labour market. And I think there's this amazing opportunity for Malaysia now with all of the government programs that have been announced and the intentions of the Malaysian government for Malaysia to become and transform to a digital talent labour market. And this is definitely government, but it's a combination of government, education, and business jointly leading on this approach to be able to transform Malaysia into a digital talent labor market. What I found quite encouraging is that the World Bank 2020 report that's done every year about the ease of doing business, in 2020, Malaysia moved from 15th place to number 12. And I think what's already happening is that globally, there's a recognition that Malaysia is improving its ease of doing business, and that will be very attractive to Fortune 500 companies.
But there's still obviously, you know, areas that we could improve on.
Absolutely. So what I've taken some encouragement from recently in the budget announcements back in October is, for example, some of the programs that the MDEC has been announcing. Serena Shukri and her leadership of MDEC has made great strides forward. But the ones that I particularly noted were the Digital Talent Development Framework, which is very encouraging to employers and educationalists alike to help individuals upskill their talent and to become part of the digital talent labor market, but also the Future Innovators Program, which I think is a continuation of the My Digital Makers. And again, thinking specifically about how secondary students can really start to upskill for the digital economy. More recently, we've been working with SME Corp on a program that they call the Tubers, which is all about young entrepreneurs learning how to really access digital skills. And what they do with this program is that initially there's a boot camp, which is all very much about having the right mindset, and they provide digital training, and then finally access to technology. And that's how Sage has been involved with SME Corp to actually allow the Tubers, who are these young entrepreneurs, to take advantage of our cloud accounting solutions. So I think there's some really great opportunities out there for companies in Malaysia.
And Arin, looking ahead as we edge closer towards 5G and the realities of Industrial Revolution 4.0, what's at risk for businesses here thinking that, you know, they'll just probably stand still at the moment and see how the market settles in? Because there's also a saying where if you stand still, you're falling behind with the pace of technology.
Well, I'm excited and looking forward to the Malaysian government delivering on their goal to roll out 5G in 2020, and we're watching that very closely, and that will absolutely support Industry 4.0. Sage is well positioned to support industry in Malaysia, particularly those mid-sized businesses who are ready to expand and grow cross-border, of which there are many opportunities. But Jeff, I have to agree with you 100%. Those that get going on the technology bandwagon will succeed, but those who don't will be left behind, and that will be very unfortunate for them. So going back to our basic premise, is that more productive companies have a better chance of growth, delivering great customer experience, and ultimately delivering profitability and success. Those who ignore technology will get left behind.
That was Arlene Verrett, the Vice President and Managing Director for Sage Asia, talking about how businesses must adapt and enable digital upskilling in order to combat the losses of inefficiencies, especially during a difficult environment. If you want to catch this conversation again, you can download the podcast now on the BFM website, the BFM app, or on Spotify. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.